Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Have you ever been on a hunt for a new doctor and you ask literally everyone you know for their recommendation? You know, a doctor who actually gets you, listens to you, and makes you feel comfortable, you know, just you feel like I can trust you. And finally, after weeks of searching, you found the one, the person that you just, oh, you're so excited. It's everything. So you call their office and they have an appointment available. Oh my goodness. But then the receptionist tells you that the doctor of your dreams doesn't take your insurance. What? Wipe the tears, put away the ice cream, and head over to ZocDoc to find and book the doctor who is right for you and takes your insurance. Okay? Listen, ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. We're talking about booking appointments with thousands of top-rated patient review doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat almost every condition you're searching for. Those doctors all have verified reviews from actual real patients, not bots. The average wait to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is just between 24 and 48 hours. That's it. You can even score same day appointments. Where do they do that at? ZocDoc. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately in just a few app taps. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. Now listen, I'm telling you, finding a good doctor is super duper important for whatever your ailment is or whatever you're trying to get treated for. And ZocDoc can take away a lot of that stress and help you on that journey. I love it. I'm sure you will too. Go to ZocDoc.com/argue and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/argue. ZocDoc.com/argue. Now on to the show. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore. I was like, oh, I'm supposed to be talking right here. My name is Angel Lakita Moore. My name is Angel Tanksley. Mm-hmm. My name is also That Chick Angel. That Chick Angel.
Who's the master?
Oh, you trying to say I look like Shona?
You got his hair, dude.
Can Shona kiss my
hair? I'm the other host, Marcus Anthony Tanksley, also known as Tank, also known as Marcus Anthony on the ground. Argument. Thank y'all for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every single goddamn week, and we talk about all the things. We talk about family, we talk about relationship, marriage, kids, politics, current events, whatever we feel like talking about. And we talk about that every single week. Sometimes our mama's in the background talking to the kids because we are traveling. This podcast is on tour right now. You understand me? That's why we ain't in our usual location. And we do this every single week with some wonderful people. And we call them our media family. They are Patreon. They are watching us live. They film this live every single week. They are watching us on tour. They helping us out on tour. Mm-hmm. All right. They do all kinds of extra stuff with us. They get all the background stuff, all the pre stuff, all the post stuff. You can be a part of that media family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. Sign up for the low of $5 a month. Be a part of that good time. We are also joined by some wonderful sponsors.
So you already heard from ZocDoc, but we got some other fantastic ad sponsors today. They are Earning, Ritual, BetterHelp, and HelloFresh. I'll tell you more about them later on in the podcast. But y'all, this is a travel day for us, but we wanted to make sure we still did our podcast. We film our podcast on Mondays. That's when the Patreon can watch it live. We upload them on Wednesday. However, today, Monday, is a travel day for us. We're traveling back from Kentucky, back to LA. We're literally home for a day and a half. And then we're back on a flight. Boom! All the way to the wonderful East Coast, where we'll be at Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
We're super excited. Philadelphia sold out super duper quick, to the point that the venue was like, yo, we want to put you in our main room. We were in their smaller room.
Mm-hmm.
So the main room has a lot more seats in it. So if you were one of the people that missed out on buying tickets, please go ahead, Absolutely. Go to that link. I've put it in the link in my bio, in my Instagram, as well as Marcus's Instagram. It's also in the show notes of this actual video.
Yeah, if you're watching this and you're not on Patreon, that means you're seeing this on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Do it right now.
Do not Pause wait.
It, go do it.
Do and not wait.
Come back.
Also, we will be going back to the DMV. We will be in Washington, D.C. Washington sold out so fast that my sister wasn't even able to get tickets.
I got friends. She got family. Ain't going to be at the D.C. show because it sold the hell out.
So we're super duper excited about that.
We pumped because that means it's going to be a hype show.
We had two shows. Thank you, baby. We had two shows this week. These were our hardest shows to produce.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I mentioned before, we have a booker. That's a person that you work with, that you tell them, you know, all about your show. You tell them what venues, what states you're trying to go and what go to and what type of venue you want to book. And then they work with their connections and they try to get you booked at venues that fit that description in the cities that you're in. If y'all are watching, if you're not watching, our son Lil Marcus said hello. Anyways, Kentucky or Lexington and Indianapolis were two places where he could not get a venue for to book us at.
Right.
So I did it on my own with the help of Marcus and Victory. And we made it happen. We haven't talked to you all since the Indianapolis show, since before the Indianapolis show. So we'll give you a little insight on what happened that later on in the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, meaning yesterday, based off of when we're filming this, we did our Lexington
Sunday.
Show, our hometown show. So we're also going to tell you a little bit more about that. But anyways, the rest of these shows are so much easier because these are venues that are already set up for us. There's staff there that are going to be there to help us out. So we'll also be using Patreon in some instances to be a blessing to us as far as in helping us with our meet and greet. So we're excited about that. Anywho, anyway, anyhow. A lot of times we start this podcast off with one of two segments, either Tanksley Pride or In My Feelings. In My Feelings is our oldest segment. Mm-hmm. We've been doing it. It didn't have that name at the beginning, but we've been doing it since damn near the beginning.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good.
In My Feelings is a segment where we talk about what's got us feeling good and what's got us feeling some type of way during the week. And this is a great week to do In My Feelings because so much stuff has happened. Sorry, there's a helicopter above.
Since when?
I know, that's so strange for Kentucky. And California, ghetto birds are everywhere. And I want y'all to really—
It's expected.
I know.
in California.
I want y'all to really understand what I mean by this is a travel day. Literally 15 minutes after this podcast ends, we need to be headed to the airport. That is how I'm like—
Tight hour.
We're getting on to it. Tell them what's got you feeling some type of way, and then I'll jump in.
Good Lord, where do I start? What should I start with?
I mean, I would start with the immediate one, the one that you just got over.
Let me tell y'all what. As y'all know, we had a show in Indianapolis on Friday. Let me back it up. Back it up. So we had to fly out. We got to Kentucky. We had to fly out a day later to go to LA.
Let's see.
We got back to Kentucky for the video.
I don't know what day. We got back to Kentucky on a Saturday. No, we had some days on a Sunday. Because we had all of Monday because we saw Beyonce.
Uh-huh.
As we
It was. We got back, went to see Beyonce. Next day.
We drove to Indianapolis.
And the driving. So we're in Lexington, based in Lexington out here. Driving to Indianapolis to fly out. Angel's asking me that morning, what time do you need to do? Are you heading to the airport? Or what time are you heading to the airport? Because she's already heading to Indianapolis for the Delta stuff. I said, well, I don't know where this airport is. You got to shoot me address. I don't know when I need to be leaving. She's like packing, getting ready. I'm not even starting to get ready. I'm thinking I got some time. I look up the address. I said, well, according to this, we need to be leaving right now to make it to the airport. I got on draws, nothing else. I got to have my morning movement. ain't nothing been done. So I'm going to make this quick. We both somehow, her and Melissa, make it to the airport. I end up making it to the airport by the grace of God. No traffic violations. At least I wasn't pulled over any. Get to the airport, get on the plane. And was that the airport we was running through? It's been a horrible travel experience. Anyway, I ain't even talking about that.
The airport we ran through was the next one.
Okay. I'm talking about where the hurt originally hurt my knee.
That was the next airport.
Was it?
No. That was the airport coming back from Antigua. Where we went to Charlotte.
All right.
We went to Denver this time. We went from Indy to Denver.
I'm specifically talking about what was happening in Indianapolis. So get on the plane. The area of my plane is freezing cold on one of them flights. Can't remember which one. I mean, it is like the plane vent right there is blowing hard. All the vents in the area are closed. It's me, the two people beside me across the row, in front and behind me. Everybody over there is freezing cold. To the point to where every time a flight attendant walks through, they're like, oh my God, it's freezing right here. And we're all like, yes, could y'all do something about it? Do y'all have blankets? Can y'all help us out? Do something. So they kept, we were going to talk to the pilot. Everybody said the same thing. The one lady was even frustrated, the flight attendant. She was like, we've said something to them 5 times. They need to do something because this is horrible. I'm like, yes, it is. So about 5 minutes, about 20 minutes before we land, I finally feel it warm up. I mean, to a point, my Angel could tell you, my hands and arms were ice cold. I was like, Phyllis. So anyway, we get to LA. It's another exhausting day. Angel ends up shooting video and stuff. Head back. By the time we get back to Indianapolis, I am now sick. I mean, I can't think straight. Brain is foggy. We get back. My nose is leaking like a faucet. I have to be on the news that morning out here in Lexington.
Did a great job.
Somehow.
Did a great job.
I'm sitting there on the news. My brain is cloudy. They're asking me questions. I'm talking. I don't even know if I'm making sense at the moment. I'm like, well, at least this will be good YouTube footage because I'm going to clown this video because I don't even know what I'm saying right now. I'm trying to, I can't tell if it's allergies or if I'm sick. I still don't know what it was, but I wasn't doing good at all. Then was that the next day?
I don't know what you're about to say.
I'm on the news. What happened? When was the show? The next day?
Show was the next day.
So that whole day I'm dealing with whatever I got going on. My nose is red and raw because my nose wouldn't stop running. Next day we got the Indianapolis show and I am even worse now. Headache, weak, just tired, can't get any energy. And I had to do the entire show that way. Like, that's what's got me in my feelings, just that.
He definitely is not going home unless Marcus gets feeling some type of way, either here or in travel. It's not a real trip home. Marcus always gets attacked. It does not matter. And it's a shame, and I feel bad for him. But before I tell you what's got me in my feelings, I want to go to our next sponsor. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should your payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Listen, when life is doing whatever the heck it wants to do, it's sometimes just beneficial to be able to actually get the money that you've already earned. And a lot of companies, they have their 2-week pay period. Heck, some do payment once a month, and that is difficult. So being able to have something like Earnin at your side to be able to get your financial routine together is great, okay? Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin over
over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about earning, I think about financial stability, security, and it gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earning today, E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earning app, type in argument under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. So that's argument under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, daily max and pay period max. See earning.com TOS for details. Excuse me, that's seeearning.com/TOS for details. Earning is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. All right. What's got me feeling some kind of way? It's a couple of things. Luckily, I'm not sick. However, my shoulder is acting a goddamn gone plum fool. Now, I'll tell you what's got me in my feelings. Bump all that. So y'all know I got a song out called One Margarita, which most people don't even know is my song, it seems like. For marketing reasons, we were like, oh, let's do an open verse for it. So what is an open verse, if you don't know? It's when you remove the actual lyrics off the song and you allow people to put in their own lyrics. This is a marketing strategy that a lot of people who have songs do. They want to hear what you would do with a song. TikTok be treating your girl like she's just some raggedy ass chick. They removed, not only did I make sure I gave the proper like copyright sound tag, like I added the fact that this is a song of One Margarita to it, because even I can't use my own song without giving proper credit, right? They removed that credit and made it so that no one could duet me. So no one can actually do an open verse because they didn't snatch the goddamn credit off. This is after TikTok originally took the sound off of the video. Now, mind you, One Margarita, the song, would have never happened without me because I wrote it. So you letting everybody else use the sound, you letting everybody else have it, but you're not letting the person that actually wrote the lyrics of the song use it?
Maybe they're a problem for the record label.
Shouldn't
they be doing something?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
I told them. And they said, at our initial meeting at the record label, I was like, they were like, we'd love to introduce you to TikTok, the people at TikTok Music. I said, I want to meet them because they're pissing me off. So that's got me mad. And something else that has me feeling some type of way. So I got to go to Delta's national convention. If you all didn't know, which is so surprising to me, I'm a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Proud member. Yeah, there you go, baby.
Corporate.
I've been a proud member for almost 21 years, which is no small feat. I have not been financial all those years, but blessed be the name of the Lord, I have been financial for these past few years because the money has been right. So I went to national convention, and crazy enough, I would not have thought it. A lot of people recognize me. And when I say a lot, talking about this might have even been more than Essence. I want to say every about 3 minutes, I was getting stopped. And
yeah, when you called me and tried to throw the conversation, bye.
Yeah, it was.
Call me when you get to the room.
It was really hard for me to ever be on the phone and be in public because people would come up and talk to me and want to take a picture. And I never turned down someone asking to take a picture with me. I try to always be gracious. If someone tells me that they like my work or that they enjoy something I do, I don't take it lightly. So I am actually on the phone with the label outside of what's called our public meeting. And the public meeting is happening inside of the stadium. So I was initially having the conversation in there, but you know, they couldn't really hear me, but people are coming up to me then. And so I'm having to like go on and off mute, right? And I'm like, yeah, we can take a picture. Well, something happened and it frustrated me. And I'm just gonna put it out here as just a public service announcement. And please don't think I'm trying to be ungrateful. But if you see me on the phone and I agree to take a picture, don't continue to talk to me. Because I am actually still trying to listen to what's happening in my ear. Mm-hmm. And I can't do both. You know,
I mean, that's common sense too.
No, there was one woman who kept screaming. And I was just like, I wanted to be like, thank you, Sora, but stop. especially because it was a business call. And I love y'all too. Listen, I love my Soras, but like it was an important, like time sensitive conversation that had to happen. So it wasn't where I could just easily be like, hey y'all, I'm gonna call y'all back. I have something to deal with. It was very much so, we need to handle this right now. We need to correct this situation right now. I got to talk this business. So if you see me on the phone, feel free to still be like, because I can take a picture with you. That's not a problem. I can definitely, but what's not gonna be able to happen is for you to be like, yeah, so I remember when I saw you back when you performed in Cleveland, you remember I bought a shirt and then you said, oh, I like the outfit that you got on here. Let me show you a picture of when we took a picture back then, because I was like, oh my God, girl, you were so funny. And then that one margarita song, girl, we sing it all the time. I am on their phone.
Angel be a very courteous to people. If I call y'all family, I'm going to treat y'all like family. And that's exactly what I do. I have no problem being loving and rude at the same time.
No. I mean, they
not even loving and rude, but just be like, you see me on the phone, don't you? Now, come on over here and take this goddamn picture and go on. But
see, the thing is, I can't even do that much because the phone don't be on mute already. And I'll be like, and they'll be like, oh my God, though. And I'll be like, please. It's just because I'm trying not to be rude to either. I'm trying not to be rude to the people that I'm on the phone with. Yeah. And I'm also trying not to be rude to you. So I just need you to help me out. Just help me by not continuing to have a conversation with me if I'm on the phone. If I'm not on the phone, I'm going to talk to you. I'm asking your name. I'm giving out hugs, which definitely wasn't what I was doing on tour. Kevin them. So I'm just, you know, I'm not trying to be a bitch, but it bothered me. It really did. I was just like, I don't get it. Now you see me on the phone. Stop talking
to me. You know
who
you are. You know who did it.
One woman, when she kept screaming, I was like, I said, I'm sorry. I'm going to go on mute, guys. Y'all continue to talk. I'm listening. So yeah, you know, that's it. Just, I love you. I love you. And I want to be able to meet you. And I want to be able to talk to you. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, sometimes I'm in the middle of doing business. Even if I'm not in the middle of business, even if I'm just talking to him on the phone, if I'm on a phone call, just wait until I say we can talk before you keep talking to me. All right, baby, what's got you feeling good? I'm sorry to take up all that time.
Nah, tell me. Good. You know what? I was about to dress something else. I ain't gonna tolerate nobody else giving me their back when we take these pictures. Cause we still got a lot of people know, like, and people will apologize to me. It's like, I'm so sorry. I said, no, it's okay. I said, I tell people I appreciate you not making me call you out for not saying nothing to me. I thank you so much.
You know what we should do? You should be on the other side of me. That way,
where I'm standing.
No. This is why. That way they're not splitting attention. I think that is actually, I'm not trying to give people an excuse.
That's exactly what you're doing.
No. I think it's harder than, if you haven't had to do it often, it's harder than what you think. Because if you're trying to talk to both of us.
Uh-huh. But both lines, they had to walk past me.
They walked past and they walked straight to me.
I'm not standing on the side of you. I'm standing right where I'm at. Y'all gonna stand in the middle. Go ahead and say something to me and then turn your attention to an angel. But don't just do this whole, oh my God. And you know, it was a couple people. I didn't even get close to when we took the picture. I did this. They were standing over here. I'm like, you. But I was like, you know what? We got to get through this VIP line.
Also, babe, I don't think Marcus recognizes because he is a sweet person, even though he sometimes doesn't come off that way.
I come off very polite.
No. This is not. Yeah. You don't realize your presence can be intimidating.
Ain't nobody's presence intimidating.
Marcus, you are 6'5", 250.
What's got me feeling good?
He don't want to admit that. And it's
that don't matter.
No, yes, it does. You have to recognize
what am I gonna do? Punch him in the face?
No, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't make I can tell you right now, if I wasn't married to you, I would be intimidated by you.
Anyway.
Can you not acknowledge that?
What's got me
feeling good? It's because he's a dude and you don't understand.
I don't. What's got me feeling good is
because he's tall AF. You are. But you are, but people do need to recognize you are a very polite and sweet person.
Especially if you standing in line and you done seen me hug 38 people before you.
This is not your problem. I'm not saying that you coming off.
Then don't try to change my position and where I'm standing, which I'm saying. It's hot. what's got me feeling good is, one, the Indianapolis show didn't go as bad, apparently, as I thought it did.
I would like to talk more about the actual shows and the main topic. So,
The tour. That's what's got me feeling good. It's the dates. Everything's going good. Meeting the people. It's going great. I got my, again, we'll talk about that later.
That's all you going to give them?
Yeah. You don't want me to talk about the show?
You ain't got nothing else to feel good? You're in Kentucky. You ain't got nothing to say about the, not the show, but Kentucky?
I ain't seen Kentucky because I've been sitting here trying to heal. I ain't seen nobody.
No, you ain't seen nobody? You have.
At the show? Okay. That I can't talk about, man.
Okay. Well, what we can talk about are our next two sponsors. And let's start off with the one that, let me tell you, it is a daily part of my routine. And it definitely helps me as far as in my own goals that I have for myself. And that is Ritual. So listen, y'all might not know this, but we ladies have to get information, like Beyonce said, okay? Did you know that women were excluded from clinical research policy by federal law until 1993? That is still so crazy to me. Every time I have to read this off the ad, it just sounds insane. Women belong in scientific research. They're essential. Ritual knows they conducted a university-led clinical trial for their Essentials for Women 18 Plus multivitamin to assess its efficacy. The results, it increased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. I love it because it's simple to take. You know what I'm saying? It's not a hard thing for me to add to my routine because of the way it's made. It's easier for me to take on an empty stomach because for me personally, if you want something to be part of my routine, it needs to be done early in the day. If it's done later in the day, I'll forget about it. But I can actually take Ritual early at the beginning of my day and not, for me personally, have to worry about getting nauseous. And it has all the things that I want it to have to help fill in my nutritional gaps that I don't get directly from my diet. So this multivitamin is made with high quality and traceable key ingredients, clean bioavailable forms. It has a minty essence in every bottle to keep things fresh and help make your multivitamin every day, you know, enjoyable, because who wants to be over here feeling like, oh, I gotta take my multivitamin? You want it to be a good experience every single time. So Ritual is all about hot data and stone cold facts. Get to know your nutrients and on a deeper level with 20% off during your first month. Visit ritual.com/argue to start your Ritual or add Essential for Women's 18 Plus to your subscription today. Again, I want to tell you one more time. Visit ritual.com/argue to start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. And we thank Ritual for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Ritual.
We also have another sponsor. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now listen, life has been crazy right now. It's just,
it's hard for me to even like encapsulate all the things that have been going on in my life. It feels so crazy. Good. Everything's good. But there are a lot of choices I have to make, a lot of big decisions, and it can be a lot. Sometimes in life, we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. With me becoming, literally adding, I say this jokingly a lot, but it's for real. With me adding this hyphen of rapper or just musical artist to my career, I've been faced with choices that I've never had to be faced with before, and it has been daunting. Whether you're dealing with decisions around career, relationships, or anything else, therapy can help you stay connected to what you really want while navigating life so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. Trusting yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it goes. Listen, I was texting my therapist because I wasn't able to do my last session. And I said, I desperately need to talk to you. She said, girl, we can voice chat, we can text, we can do whatever you need. Because that's what it was coming up. I just recently have been dealt with a decision. Well, not a decision, a situation that I'm trying to figure out how I want to handle it. Because I want to make sure I set the tone as an artist of what my boundaries are and what I will and won't allow. So I am glad I have her to be able to help me navigate that and feel comfortable with how I want to move forward in this situation. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/argue. So let me tell you what's got me feeling really good.
What's got you feeling really good?
I got to see my best friend,
hey,
Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter, mm-hmm, on Monday after we did the podcast. She was okay. So I've seen her, that was probably my fifth or sixth time seeing her in concert, and it was definitely a different experience. She wasn't dancing hard like she normally does. She had someone helping her up and down the steps in a very like sexy manner. It didn't make her look old or anything like that, but it was strange not to see. I'm used to Beyonce working harder physically more than anyone else on stage. And this time it was just like, okay, yeah, this is different. She's a 42-year-old woman.
Yeah, so it was even noticeable with me. I've only seen her one other time in concert, but just from seeing her on concert on TV and one other time in person, like you could see, it was definitely a drastic difference, but I don't know the background like you, but I was just like, well, shit, she ain't 26 no more. So I get it.
Listen, I was like, either she's injured or she's like, listen, I done gave y'all those. I done gave y'all those years. Y'all don't have to, But what I've heard is that she might've had surgery. And that might be what she's taking it easy on. But I want y'all to hear this one man's response. This was not mine. And let me tell you, it cracks me up. This is not my response. Hold on. But his response about had me in tears. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it really quickly.
Yeah, because y'all know I'm a big Missy Elliott fan.
He is.
She came out and did her thing, but Missy was like, y'all ain't gonna say, I ain't seen me do backflips in 20 years, so.
Look. Y'all are gonna die. His name is Christian Steffa. She always says Chicago or something. She just said me. Toronto.
Toronto.
You hear this man?
That's, let me talk about it a little bit.
She hasn't done anything yet.
So, you laughing, That's me sitting at that concert. Beyonce is on stage. The fans is blowing her hair. Mm-hmm. And she's standing there looking off to her left. She's staring directly into the camera. People lose their goddamn mind. Beyonce ain't did shit but stand there and breathe. Then this camera angle changes. She ain't changed where she's looking. It's now looking at the side of her face. People losing their mind. Then the camera angle slightly a different camera angle. Now you kind of looking at like the back of her head to her face. People screaming, losing their mind. I was like, she is not. That's why I realized I'm the wrong person. I'm not in that world. Because
Michael Jackson used to do the same thing.
Okay, I didn't go to none of his concerts.
No, I'm just saying.
This no, is I get it. I'm just saying. I don't know anybody that could not do nothing, and I sat there and screamed. Nobody. I don't care. Like, I'm a huge. I love me some Missy Elliott. I put Missy Elliott at the top of everybody. I don't give a damn. Be offended. Call out somebody that's dead and gone. I don't care. Missy's at the top. If she's just standing there, I'm going to be sitting there waiting on her to do something. Waiting. Mm. And I was like, okay, that's when I realized, okay, this ain't for me. Uh-huh. This ain't for my kind because I don't get it.
Yeah, you needed to be way further back where the people were just like.
Yeah, because everybody around that, I said, it's one girl, she recognized it. I said, why y'all screaming? What happened? Portia was like, yeah. I said, why are you clapping? What you clap for? The song ended 10 minutes ago. Why are you clapping now?
Oh, it is something. Like, it is, I laugh when that happens because also, let me tell you.
Hi, y'all.
Let me tell you why I love it. Let me tell you why I love the concert. So we can get to the main topic.
People was passing out at Michael Jackson concerts, crying, ambulances and shit getting called.
One, I'm laughing because she knows what's going to happen, right? And so she goes ahead and lets them do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's something to like the woman who screamed at me outside was like, ah! I am still like, why are you?
If there was 100,000 people doing that, you just like,
right?
Because I know they're gonna. I know this is gonna kill them.
But to understand your effect on people and just be like, I'm gonna lean into it, makes me laugh.
So I said, I would have a me and Beyonce would have a staring contest. She'd be like, and I'd be like.
Be like, you gonna sing first or me? Yeah, yeah. Sing it first.
That's what we gonna do here, D. On the flip side, I love to hear artists that are that big talk shit.
Hey, this is mine.
You're right.
Let me get through this. So
I was trying to make sure I wasn't sleepy.
I was watching her perform, right? And I'm watching like the facial expressions she's making to the camera. These are all things that on a regular day-to-day basis are hysterical, right? If somebody were to be like, you on FaceTime with them and they're like, doing all that.
That's what she
if they're doing that or in regular life, it's comical. But when you are a pop star, you have to do that stuff with all seriousness because it adds to the moment.
That's like y'all posing in the mirror when y'all trying to outfit. You will never do that pose outside of taking a picture. You ain't gonna be standing at Target with your leg popped out for no reason.
So it helped me. We had to go back to LA that next day for me to go to dance rehearsal for my new music video. Cause I have one coming out. Y'all be ready. And then the next day I had to shoot it, right? And I was like, all right, Beyonce, show me what I gotta do. So I legit was like in the dance rehearsal, like giving the faces of it. I'm also laughing at myself.
I mean, we have a friend that'll do that in the kitchen, though.
Come on, you say it. I'm doing the same. I was like, yo, this is a part of it, you idiot. You got to do it. But also I'm like, you idiot, what are you doing at the same time? It's so fun. Like, I'm like doing this with my hair as I dance.
Like, I don't know. I guess art, like male artists do it too. Like, somebody's like, all right, Marcus, be sexy to the camera. I'd be like,
No, you wouldn't. There you go, baby. Give it to him.
Light skin eyes.
Rub the lotion into your hands.
Hear them calloused.
It's even like what rappers do, like their fingers, like fake guns. That is corny.
Yeah, it's corny. Isn't it?
But when it's time to rap, you better have them fake gun hands.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
So it's like these things that don't make sense in the regular world that you realize.
Because I've seen you yell at her do stuff like that. She'd be like, and you just start laughing.
Yes. It's comical.
And you'd be like, come on.
Yes. Because I also am like, but no, she's serving us. None of these moments are pedestrian, pretty much. She's like, I'm not a pedestrian. I am a superstar. So I'm going to give you superstar face.
No passengers on my plane.
Yes. So yeah. It is hilarious.
What she do?
Oh, when the looks. Oh, you all have to. If you're only listening, you need to be watching. She's like. It's the best. And now the goofiest thing at the same time.
Now that I know to look for it, I'm going to be laughing so hard next time I see it.
Yeah. She'll like make, like, you know, she gives so much.
Like, oh, she said, oh, she's mad. Oh no, she likes the wind.
Yeah. She gives a little smile. Go back to sexy. It's just.
It ain't nothing happened.
Nah. Nothing has happened. But you can only pull it off. You can only pull it off if like people are feeling you and you are willing to accept it. Mm. You cannot be
in, no.
You know what I'm saying?
No, do that at work. Be on the Zoom. It's like, so Mr. Texas, you have anything to say?
Baby, yes. 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 Do it.
Oh man.
It's really, but no, for real. It's really like you cannot have, what is it called? When you don't, imposter syndrome, and do this.
Oh, yeah, you gotta be great and know you're great.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's one reason why I appreciate it, because it's just like she has to accept that this moment is going to happen and then lean into the moment.
It's a baller move. As I'm sitting there, look, I'm like,
people are screaming.
Y'all are losing y'all's mind. Because right
I'm
now.
Still at the point of when people get excited, I'm still doing the humble thing of like, oh, thank you. Where I'm sure she does that one-on-one, but in a concert, she's like, as you should. I love it. I love it. So I was trying to take that back with me to LA of like, even like dancing for the first time in front of the record label, because they didn't know I could dance. And they were like, oh.
Canadian queen, no. She said that you could pull it off, especially in Lexington. She was looking at me like,
oh,
how are you looking at, boy?
That's my smash. That's what she was there last night. Yeah, you can do it. I bet you, I actually think you could.
Man, bust out laughing. It's like, what are you doing?
No, there'd be some people that would do that, but there would be enough people that you'd be like, okay, y'all 10 can hate it. These 50 love it.
Yeah. Y'all 10 can love it, but these 50 hate it. They paid to be here too, so we're going to keep it going.
No, I'm telling you, that is not the case.
If anywhere, I have to pull it off in a different state. Lexington don't be caring.
No, they do. They care. They do care. They would absolutely. It was definitely just a moment to recognize, okay, you can literally be.
Yeah, that's what it is. The Birdman hands and the light-skinned squint.
Yeah, babe.
I don't know who the tongue is.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. You know, I love it. It makes me laugh and I love it all at the same time. Marcus does that to me all the time.
I'll be at the mall coming down the escalator. I know she's waiting on me. I just be like.
And then we both
bust out laughing. We seen fools do that.
I like you to say hello like that. It's like you saying hello and being fresh. Like hello fresh. Ew, period. Listen, with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh pre-portioned ingredients delivered right to your doorstep. And you can skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Now, y'all know we're on tour, so we're not really getting to use HelloFresh right now. And this is why I love them, because All I had to do was pause my subscription. All I had to do was say, we're going to be out of town these couple of weeks. But when we get back, run me my food. Okay. And listen, you can make your home the hangout place for the summer with the crowd-pleasing eats from Backyard Bratwurst Bar to Tangy Key Lime Pie. HelloFresh Market makes the summer entertaining a cinch. Did you know HelloFresh offers more than just delicious dinners? It now offers, it's now easier than ever to skip extra trips to the grocery store by adding snack sides and more to your weekly order. Simply shop HelloFresh Market and take your pick of from curated selection of over 100 items. HelloFresh wants you to have it all, free time and fresh, tasty food. That's why they take care of meal planning and delivering the ingredients. So everything you need is whipped up to whip up a delicious meal arrives right to your door. Y'all know we love HelloFresh. We've been customers of HelloFresh for over a year. Even when we don't have HelloFresh ads, we are still getting HelloFresh because being a rapper, being podcast hosts, being content creators, parents, husband and wives, friends, okay? We don't have time to be creative with our meals. So we say HelloFresh, run us them food.
Our friends be loving them meals too when they over there.
Oh yeah, they be tearing our food up. But I be like, you know what? This is for our family. Mm-hmm. You go get your own HelloFresh. And they can, and so can you. Go to HelloFresh.com/argue50.
Argue50.
And use code argue50.
Argue50.
For 50% off plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/argue50.
Argue50.
And use code argue50.
Argue50.
For 50% off plus free shipping. Y'all better use this promo code because it is good. It's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. So let's get to the main topic. Our tour. We won't always talk about just the what happened at the tour in the podcast. I don't want y'all to think next week you'll be talking about Philly and Washington. I mean, we will, but it won't be the main topic. But we decided to make it now since we took a whole month off from our first date. And then we came back with a vengeance with our two hardest shows, Indianapolis and Lexington. So Marcus, first, give us your thoughts on what you feel like you experienced and like how you felt like it went.
Indianapolis, I experienced being, I had very low energy. And from the flights and all that, making me feel ill the next day, had that show in Indianapolis. And again, I wasn't feeling good at all. My mind was cloudy. As the show was going, as I'm out there talking, I can feel myself, I can hear myself stumbling, trying to figure out what's next. Even first coming out, the energy was very low. A little bit of that had to do with like playlist pre-show, but the energy was very low. I think it was a lack of familiarity. Yes, familiarity with the audience. I came out, doing my thing. You know, they was all just Delta-ish, just sitting there with their legs crossed. I said, y'all better stand up, give me some energy back. So that was a tough show to come back to, especially feeling the way I feel. If I was feeling 100%, I don't think it would have been as bad. Mm-hmm. But that not being 100% on top of just the energy of the show, on top of taking a month off, that was a lot to come back to.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling that one a whole lot at all.
Marcus is like, we also had a new learning curve. So
yeah, it was learning curve for every goddamn
city. But still, it's just like you don't know how the parameters of it all. You know what I'm saying? While tech-wise, that was the easiest city that we'll probably ever have. That dude was prepared.
Yeah, he was.
And we didn't have to like really adjust much. Mm-hmm. However, there was going to be a huge adjustment with audience because you go from Los Angeles, where a nice portion, probably 40% of our audience was our friends, people that want us to win regardless. And I'm not saying that people who buy tickets don't want us to win, but these people are like, if it looks like you're losing, we're going to push you through the finish line to make sure you still win.
We're going to lose with you. That means we all win. Right. If everybody lost, that means everybody won.
Where we knew that our Indianapolis audience was going to be 99.9% people we have never met before in our entire lives. Thank you, baby. So that you're coming into an unknown energy, huh?
So when you was talking familiarity, I we're talking about two different things.
I believe.
Okay, yeah, I'm not talking about people I know. I'm saying people that know me versus I don't care who knows me, who I know in the crowd. Is are they familiar enough with me to know the energy that I'm coming with and who I am? I think that plays a lot. I think you thought meaning that I meant I don't know nobody out there.
I wasn't referring to what you meant at all.
Oh, okay.
I was just bringing up a whole nother point, which is adjusting to the fact that this is a different audience energy. We knew what the energy of our LA folk were going to be.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know until we get to the city what their energy is going to be unless they are people we're already familiar with.
DC going to be lit. Philly going to be lit.
Philly is going to be lit.
These two shows, specifically Indianapolis, but these two shows were extremely hard to even sell. We just took a gamble on Indianapolis. That's not a demographic. Lexington it hits my demographic before yours, and it's very low on my end.
What do you mean it hits your demographic before mine? You're talking about it hits the people that you know.
No, I'm saying if you look at our analytics and our demographics.
Oh, that's why I said I didn't know what you meant. Sorry.
You still didn't. it's very low on my list. So we only hit Lexington because this is where we're from. Indianapolis, we only hit that because of the Deltas was there.
Yeah.
DC about to be fire. Philly about to be fire. Houston, it's about to be fire as hell.
Chicago
gonna be lit as hell.
It's such a
New
shame.
York, stand the hell up. Like, I'm not worried about none of these other shows. These two, but specifically Lexington, nobody wants to see you fail harder than people that know you. That was my it's like crabs in a I've seen people.
You talking about in Lexington specifically?
In Lexington specifically. So I knew we would have to rely on either family, people. We had somebody drive down from New York. We had somebody drive up from Atlanta to see our show. I got blood relatives I grew up with that did not come to the show that knew about it. That's what I was worried about at Lexington. And we saw the sales struggling. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Also, I found out once I was here, I was talking to one of my boys. He was like, dude, a lot of people don't know about the show. I'm sitting in the barbershop and I brought it up. They was like, wait, what show? We didn't even know about it. I'm like, come on, y'all. This is not we don't have dirt roads out here, at least not in the city.
Well, that's on us though. We've got to come up with more ways to market.
Like, yeah,
we're not doing paid marketing. We could be doing paid marketing.
We ain't gonna do no paid. Cost too much. Listen, I done looked into it. I was selling.
This is
me talking. Okay. Now, so that was what I was worried about with these two specific shows. The rest of them, this is gonna be fire. I'm not the fact that they done had to move us to a bigger venue in Philly. Those people want to see us. DC sold out in 6 minutes.
DC,
I thought it was bots. I was like, ain't no way these tickets are selling this quick.
I mean, it sold out within a couple of days.
But that's our demographic. Those are cities that we rank high in as far as viewership to where these Lexington, let me just take out Lexington, Kentucky, Indiana, ain't on our list at all.
Again, we didn't do paid per marketing because even Soros were like, what, you here? And I was like, you're right, I didn't do it. But also, this is our first rodeo. Do not know what I'm doing. So learning a lot of the things that we could have, should have did. Long as I come out in the black at the end of this, I'm gonna be happy.
Oh yeah.
Lexington showed up and showed out.
Lexington show was lit.
It was, but again, I knew what their energy was going to be like. I knew we would sell out. We just sold out slow. And we sold out slow because we didn't do paid marketing. If people in the city don't know anything about the show, then how are they going to show up? Period. You would hope that, and this is the thing, if we relied on Instagram in this podcast to promote the show. If Instagram is going to suppress my flyer, then how are people going to see it? Because it's not a video. And Instagram is like, we know people are not going to be attracted to this. So all of your followers are not going to see it. Mm-hmm. So anyways,
yeah,
both shows were great. Indianapolis, with Marcus being sick. And when Marcus is sick, he has a crappy little attitude sometimes. Yes, you don't think you do?
But I had energy.
I didn't say you didn't have energy. Where did I say you didn't have energy? I knew it was going to be a harder show just in general for him because he was working past not feeling good. And then also he has to work past his own being irritated about not feeling good. So you got the actual physical part of not feeling good. And then the mental part of why is this happening to me right now?
Yeah.
Which is going to be difficult, especially when you're now also trying to combat, okay, we haven't done this show in a month. Let me remember all the things I have to do. And then it's like a cold opening to an audience. We also played the wrong music.
Yeah, that's what I said about the playlist.
But we fixed that for Lexington. I said, did it cut off Shaka? Give me Ratchet.
Yeah, I was back. I was like, what music is playing? That it sounded like music, gospel music.
It was the music that usually, like in LA, we played during the meet and greet. It should have switched over when we were no longer in
to
that.
The trap.
Yeah.
The Lexington show, I lost my voice the day before. Right after the Indianapolis show, actually toward the end of the Indianapolis show, my voice was leaving. We went out to eat with some friends that came to the show. And I couldn't hardly say, I didn't say nothing hardly at all because I could not talk anymore. My throat, I literally was struggling to talk. As you can kind of hear my voice going out right now. The entire next day, which was Saturday, I couldn't talk. Yeah. I was sipping on ginger tea, ginger root, raw honey, lemon all day, popping Ricolas.
Marcus is also, I mean, he's what, 2 years, almost 3 years into this game? 2 years. You're 2 years now mm-hmm. into being a full-time influencer.
Yeah.
Marcus is used to, in his previous career, if he's feeling too sick, he could just stay home and take off work.
Right.
I have been in this career of the show must go on for damn near 30 years. So I have a bunch of tricks and stuff that he hasn't developed for himself yet, even though I thought you did a phenomenal job fighting past everything. I have a bunch of tricks already for if I feel like crap, if my voice is gone, if all these things in order for the show to go on that Marcus was having to figure out in real time. It was crazy because to the top part of Indianapolis show, he felt like his energy wasn't the best. Like you were telling me that.
Yeah, I was foggy.
His brain was foggy.
I could tell I wasn't firing right. I was trying to line it up and I couldn't.
By the time he got back on stage again later, Marcus was back to normal Marcus.
Yeah,
I clocked it immediately. I said, very easy.
Yeah, that's because I had help. I knew I wasn't carrying the show at that moment.
Go ahead.
Because Angel brought that up. And I said, that's because I was able to feed off of you. I was able to just come in. You would say something. I could piggyback off everything you were doing. Anything anybody else is doing, I was able to piggyback off that versus it's all me right now.
So it's just then him being able to figure out what the trick will be if that ever happens against him when he doesn't have a person on stage to carry or to help like lob energy back and forth of like what the heck that looks like for you. And these are things like I had to figure that out when I was hosting Kev's tour when I couldn't figure out Boston the first two shows. I was like, oh my God, this is just the wackest thing. And then I realized I need to actually take more time to soften them up. They are not ready. The Boston does not come ready. Mm-hmm. Boston makes you like knead the dough. Then when I started talking about because I just went to one of their baseball games and I started talking about like, oh, y'all got some attractive baseball players and stuff like that. Yada, yada, yada. It made the rest of my set. So I'm talking about, it was the easiest I ever had to do. So, but it took me two or three shows to figure that out. I suffered three shows in Boston. Well,
that ain't gonna happen on this tour.
Why you said that?
Because we ain't got two, three shows. We got one.
No. But luckily we won't have another Indianapolis. But when you feel like
huh, this town isn't giving me, this town might not give me what I need, just realizing, you know what? I've got to figure out what it's going to take to soften y'all up, because y'all.
Oh, I feel like I did a great job.
I didn't.
With the way I was feeling and what I did at the show.
I see that.
Okay.
I'm...
I don't need you to tell me what I need to do. One thing I had that had me worried.
Excuse you.
No, what I was worried the entire day of Saturday because my voice wasn't getting better. I was like, I told Angela, like, I don't know. I'm worried about this because, I mean, if I can't talk, like, what the hell is going to happen? But luckily, I was hoarse the entire time, but I was able to project my voice. And by the time I came out there, because it said when I started looking up to what, you know, home remedies to, you know, get your voice back, it said, you know, you drink this, 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 and this. And it said avoid alcohol, caffeine, and smoking. And I literally had two of those knocked down as I was reading that article.
He was like, oh, I thought you had this.
But at the show, I was like, we here now.
So regardless, Marcus is going to be in full, like, energy and strength when we come to the rest of these cities. So y'all ain't got to worry. We both about to bring it.
Yeah.
He going to bring it. I'm going to bring it. We going to have a good goddamn time. If you haven't purchased tickets yet to any of the cities that we have on sale right now, which are all the cities, Houston, mm-hmm. Chicago,
mm-hmm.
New York.
Come on with it.
Philadelphia.
Already.
And I forget one.
D.C.
D.C. sold out, so it don't need to mention it. Do not wait. I don't want to get no DMs talking about, is there any way, can I?
Yeah, look, that's beyond our control. That's all the venue.
We are not, Kevin, I'm not about to then go on tour in another 2 months.
No.
When the tour is over, the tour is over.
I have no desire to do this for no year.
Tour is
long.
Sure. Oh,
we
yeah.
Do, we do this again. It's going to be in seasons. It's going to be real. I still do want to do Atlanta, even though their promoter fell off the face of the earth.
Right now, it ain't on our list.
Yeah, right now, it's not on our list. We might have to revisit that, like right now, maybe. And hopefully by the end of our last date, we have another date for the next weekend or something. But I was excited about Atlanta.
I was very excited, too. I don't see it happening. So don't set your heart on it, y'all. I don't see it happening.
So pessimistic about it.
Not being pessimistic, they had a bunch of dates that they could have offered us, and they offered us none.
That was one place, wasn't it?
He looked at multiple places.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, y'all make sure y'all check out the sponsors that we told y'all about.
Oh yeah, my knee hurts.
Oh,
people asking about the Lex in the show.
Oh yeah,
my knee hurts. I was icing it all last night.
Unfortunately, he didn't really get to tell that part of the story, but maybe another time he can tell you in his stories of his Instagram. Y'all check out Marcus on Marcus Ain't on the Gram. He can tell y'all either in a reel or in the stories. You cool with that? All right, check out our sponsors, HelloFreshShock.Earning, Ritual, and BetterHelp. Use our promo code. Check out our Patreon at patreon.com/thatchickangel.
I mean, do I have anything else to say?
Well, we have a plane to catch, so that's the reason why I was cutting you off to talk about additional stuff.
So why are you giving it back to me to talk more?
No, is there
I ain't got nothing else to say. Make sure y'all follow us on social media platforms. Check us out on tour. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Stream one margarita.
All of that jazz. We'll holler at y'all next week.
Bye.